Hello and welcome to episode 73 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Alistair Deuce, and as always, I want to start by thanking you for listening to this podcast. I know that you have options when it comes to choosing which podcast to listen to, and I am honored that you have chosen to tune in to listen to me today. In this episode, I want to revisit a topic that I also discussed in episode 9 of this podcast. This is how to master your anger in your relationship. As you know, anger is a natural human emotion, and it's normal to feel angry from time to time. However, if your anger becomes too intense in your relationship, it will cause significant damage, and even worse, it can very easily result in the end of your relationship. In fact, every day I talk to people for whom this has been the case. This is incredibly sad for me, because I know that it doesn't have to be this way. As I say over and over again on this podcast, anger issues can be dealt with, often far faster and more effectively than you may think possible. To show you exactly how I help people do this, at the end of this episode, I will share a link where you can access my free training on how to break the anger cycle and control your anger in just 21 days or less. But for now, let's dive into my 4 key tips for mastering your anger in your relationship. Tip 1 is to understand your anger triggers. The first step to controlling your anger in your relationship is to understand what triggers your anger. In our relationships, we all have different things that trigger our anger. For example, for some people, it might be feeling like they're not being heard or respected. For others, it might be feeling like their partner is not doing their share of the household chores. Whatever your anger triggers are, it's important to identify these triggers so that you can start working on managing your response to them. Some simple tips to help you identify your anger triggers include: check in with yourself regularly to see what makes you feel angry in your relationship. Notice patterns or trends in your anger, such as specific situations when you get angry. Ask for feedback from your partner or other people close to you about what they think your anger triggers are, or seek professional help, such as seeing a local therapist or counselor, to uncover any underlying issues that may be contributing to your anger. In episode 4 of this podcast, I discussed how to recognize your anger triggers in more detail. So if you need further guidance on this topic, make sure to check this episode out. Tip 2, communicate openly and honestly with your partner. My second tip for managing your anger in your relationship is to communicate openly and honestly with your partner. Although this is not easy to do, communicating openly with your partner about issues that are building up inside you is key to dealing with these issues before they escalate into arguments. As simple as this sounds, many couples do not make time to talk together about relationship issues. This can be due to several reasons, such as not wanting to rock the boat, not wanting to hurt your partner's feelings, or simply not knowing how to communicate effectively. If communicating openly with your partner is a struggle and you would like help with this, feel free to get in touch with me. I can provide you with some tools and strategies to improve your communication skills very quickly. One of my favorite tools is what I call a weekly relationship check-in. A weekly relationship check-in allows you and your partner to talk openly and honestly about how you feel about your relationship, what is working well, and any issues that need to be addressed in your relationship. A key aspect of weekly relationship check-ins is ensuring that both you and your partner feel safe to share your thoughts and feelings without judgment or criticism. You can achieve this by agreeing to some simple ground rules beforehand, such as agreeing to stay calm, don't use name-calling or put-downs, don't interrupt each other, and so on. If you would like me to share my optimal way to structure a weekly relationship check-in to minimize the chance of conflict with your partner, please get in touch with me and I'd be happy to help you. Tip 3. Learn how to manage stress. My third tip for mastering your anger in your relationship is to manage your stress effectively. Stress is a major trigger for anger, and, as you may know, if you're unable to effectively manage your stress levels, it can lead to explosive outbursts or frequent arguments with your partner. If you have high stress levels due to work, family, or personal issues, it's important to take steps to manage the stress. This will not only help you avoid arguments with your partner, but will also improve your overall health and well-being. Some simple strategies for managing your stress levels include doing regular exercise, such as going for a walk or a run, deep breathing exercises, including taking long, slow, deep breaths, spending time in nature, such as going to a beach or taking a walk in a park, staying connected to your friends and family, or practicing mindfulness exercises or meditation. While the day-to-day stresses of life can seem overwhelming, it is helpful to acknowledge that sometimes the stress of these events lies in how you think about these events and not necessarily in the events themselves. I have met many people, for instance, who, even in the most difficult of circumstances, know that over time things will change. I have also talked about this on other episodes of this podcast, such as episode 71, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. Recognizing that difficult times are usually temporary can help you approach stressful situations in a more calm and rational manner, rather than being overwhelmed by anger. It may not be easy, but with practice, it is possible to do. Tip 4. Remember that you and your partner are on the same team. My final tip for managing anger in relationships is to remember that you and your partner are on the same team. It can be easy to forget this when you are arguing with your partner, but it is true. Both you and your partner will want a happy and healthy relationship, although you may differ in how you think you can achieve this goal. Remembering that you and your partner are on the same team rather than being opponents can shift your perspective and approach to managing conflict. As I have discussed in episode 64, stop being right all of the time. Instead of trying to win an argument or prove a point, remembering that you and your partner are on the same team can help you focus on finding a solution that works for both of you. The next time you are arguing with your partner, remember too that both you and your partner will have valid perspectives on the issue. Instead of arguing for your perspective or trying to discount your partner's perspective, seek to understand why your partner thinks or feels the way they do. The more you do this, the more likely your partner will also seek to understand why you think and feel the way you do. This almost always leads to a more productive conversation and helps you find a solution that works for both of you, strengthening your relationship at the same time. Okay, there you have it. 4 tips to help you master your anger in your relationship. To remind you, these tips are: Tip 1, understand your anger triggers. Tip 2, communicate openly and honestly with your partner. Tip 3, learn how to manage stress. And tip 4, remember that you and your partner are on the same team. Practicing these tips will not only help you avoid arguments with your partner, but will also improve the overall quality of your relationship. Okay, thanks for listening to today's episode on how to master your anger in your relationship. And be sure to tune into the next episode to learn how to rebuild your relationship after a separation. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast and head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger find and benefit from this show. Remember too, for a free training on how to control your anger, master your emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships, visit my website, angersecrets.com. From the homepage there, you can access a range of resources on how to control your anger. Okay, thanks again for joining me today. I look forward to talking with you next time on the Anger Secrets podcast. Until then, remember, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only, and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.